This is my helper in today's story. Harvey, why have you got sunglasses on? Oh. He said he knew that there was a lot of people here today, and he thought if he wore sunglasses that you wouldn't be able to see him. But he's just realised that he can see you, so he thinks probably you can see him. So do you want to say hello, Harvey?
Hello, Harvey.
Can I have the first slide, please? Thank you. Harvey's got a story to tell, and he's a bit shy. So he said to me, would I speak for him? That's right, Harvey, isn't it? Yeah. So I hope you don't mind that it's going to be Harvey's words, but it's my voice. Is that all right? So you have to pretend that I'm Harvey, okay? So my name is Harvey, and I'm a sheepdog. Yeah, Harvey, I think they know that that means that you're not half sheep, half dog. You know that, don't you? He's a dog who chases sheep for a job. That's what he does. And Harvey says, I work for a really important shepherd. And my shepherd looks after lots and lots and lots of sheep. And Harvey says his job is really, really important because he has to go out with the shepherd all day long, and he has to keep the sheep together. Because if the sheep go off on their own and get lost, it means that they're not safe. And so Harvey's job is to go off and get them back. Harvey says if sheep get separated, then they're not safe. And they are really stupid sheep, aren't they? Really stupid. So where the shepherd goes, I go. And the sheep go too. And where I work, it's really, really hot. And I can be out all day, and there's no time for sleep. No time at all. Because I'm off after this sheep and that sheep and the next sheep. And by the time I get back in the evening, I am exhausted. And at night time, it can be quite chilly in the hillsides. And so the shepherd and me, we put the sheep in this kind of, what would you call it, Harvey? This walled circle thing. And the sheep go inside. And Harvey says that he sleeps in the entrance with the shepherd. Because that means that the foxes can't get in and the sheep can't get out. They can't get past you, Harvey, can they? No. No. This one particular day, it was really hard, Harvey says. Really, really hard. Because the sheep were all jittery. They were all over the place. Yeah, I know. You think they drank stinky water that day, don't you? You don't like stinky water, do you? No. Addles the sheep's brains. Anyway, they were off all over the place. And Harvey said he had to work really, really hard. And he even says that when the shepherd wasn't looking, he nipped their tails to try and get them in line. I don't think the shepherd would have liked that, would he? No. No. Anyway, the sun was going down, and that means it's supper time. And I was really, really looking forward to a good night's sleep and my dinner. And I had just nodded off, and I heard the shepherd go, Harvey. I kind of ignored him. Harvey. I opened one eye. I can't do that. Yes, I can. Opened one eye. And the shepherd was looking at me. And he said, Harvey, come here. So I got up and I stretched and I went over. But I wasn't very happy, so I didn't even wag my tail. I haven't got much of a tail. But I can wag it. He said, Harvey, we've lost one. What? I said. Lost what? The shepherd said, we've lost a sheep. I thought, how would you know? You've got so many. Next slide, please. Got so many sheep. How would you know if there's one missing? And you know, I think the shepherd reads my mind because he said, there's one missing. I've counted them three times and I know who's missing. It's Dotty. And I thought, it would be, because she's a right one, is Dotty. Next slide, please. That's Dotty. And shepherd said, come on, we've got to go. And I thought, yeah, it would be Dotty, wouldn't it? She can't even eat her dinner without getting into trouble. Next slide, please. There she is, with her bucket on her head. And the shepherd said, come on, we've got to go. And I thought, surely not. I can't count, but you've still got a lot of sheep, even without Dotty. And so we won't miss her, will we? Can't you just carry on? And he said, do you know, she's really, really precious to me. We have to go and find her. I thought, yeah, right. But by the time we get back, if we ever find her, the rest of the sheep are going to be scattered over the hillside. I'm going to have to run like mad all night just to get them all back in again. Why don't we just let her be? Look after the ones that you've got. Do you know, I swear Shepherd could read my mind because he said, I've asked somebody else to come and look after them while we go on to the hillsides. He'll keep them safe till we get back. Well, I'd kind of run out of excuses then. So I thought, okay, nothing for it. Let's go. So off we went. But by now it was dark. But I've got a good nose and I can sniff. And we were off and the shepherd had me sniffing under bushes and round the trees and under hedges and down paths. And the shepherd kept calling, Dotty, Dotty. Where are you? Where are you? And I barked, just to help, you know. That was, I thought that might help. And then Shepherd went, shh, shh, listen, listen. Well, all I could hear was baaing from all over the place. And he went, no, listen, listen. Listen, that's Dotty. Well, honestly, how could he tell? But he must have read my mind again because the shepherd said, I know that's Dotty. I know her voice. It's definitely her and she's over there. Well, once I saw her, next slide, please. Once I saw her, I felt a bit guilty, I have to say, because she was on her back and her legs were in the air. And I don't know if you know anything about sheep, but it's really, really, really dangerous if sheep get stuck on their back and they can't get up. And poor Dotty has obviously been trying for a very long time to get up because she couldn't. She was stuck. She was exhausted. So the shepherd and I got her up, and she was so tired. Shepherd couldn't get her to walk. He had to carry her. And you know, I got a thorn in my paw. Oh, I got a thorn in my paw. But Shepherd got it out, and that was okay. And we got back eventually, and the shepherd cleaned her up, fed her, watered her, and all the time he said to her, Dotty, I was so worried about you. I was so worried about where you were. I wasn't sure if we were going to find you. Dotty, I love you so much, and I'm so pleased that I found you. Stay with me now, because you'll be safe with me. And then he looked over at me and he said, well done, Harvey. I love you as well. So, you know, I went to sleep and I dreamed of being a hero. The next day, next slide, please. Dotty looked as she did before. You'd have hardly known that there was anything that had happened to her. But I noticed that from that day on, she didn't go very far. She stayed very close to the shepherd. And the next slide, please. Do you know, Harvey's story is based on a story that Jesus told that's all about you and me. And it means it doesn't matter how scatty we are, how dirty we are, how caught up we are, how tangled we are, whether we get stuck on our backs or trapped or whatever. It doesn't matter how far away we are, because Jesus the shepherd notices, and he will come and find us because he loves us.